Thank you so much for calling Good Support. My name is Kara. How can I help you today?
Okay. I actually have a question because I contacted one other person. Okay. I got my statement for something, like one of my cards in the mail, and I have a purchase that went to you guys for $59.89, and I want to know what it was and how you guys got that off my account when I had never heard of this group. It's Adamantine Group out of California for a purchase of $59.89, and that came off of my credit card, and I want to know why.
Okay. Can I start by getting your zip code, please?
Zip code is 56345.
Okay, what's your first and last name, please?
Jason Vansquig, V as Victor, A as Apple, N as Nancy, S as Sam, C as Cat, O as On, I as Ink, K as Kite.
Thank you so much. Can you verify your mailing address, please?
602 3rd Avenue, Northwest, Little Falls, Minnesota.
Thank you so much for verifying the information. With that being said, do you remember paying $1 or $2 for a sweepstakes for a Dyson vacuum cleaner?
Nope.
It could have been done by a survey just to pick a free item and pay shipping and handling for that product.
So how, that's weird. So for shipping for a survey for like $2 that I didn't authorize, plus another $60 was taken off. Like, that's not making any sense.
Yeah, it was basically to pick a free item. It could have been a Dyson vacuum cleaner, an iPad, or a tablet to win.
I never got anything like that. Nothing. So I don't know why, like, how you guys even got, like, the information or anything like that.
Okay, give me my mom, please, okay?
Yep.
With that being stated, I'm going to have to connect you to the fraud team, sir, since you're stating you don't know who did the charges. Just to give you a little more information about that charge, sir, it seems like it enrolled you to one of our meal planning apps. Basically, you can count your calories based on how many calories you want to consume a day.
I don't do nothing about calories or prescriptions or anything like that. Like, I work 7 days a week. That's why I'm confused on this transaction for $60. So I already notified my account, and they're taking that price off, and now there's alert on my card for certain transactions, and they're going to be aware of anyone trying to take money off that account.
So basically, with that being said, you have already filed a dispute with your bank?
Yep, already filed it, yep.
Okay, sir, with that being said, sir, what I can do, sir, I can counsel you, sir, for any future charges, sir. So you have your counsel out of our system. With that dispute, sir, before you said the dispute, I was going to transfer you to the fraud team, but they wouldn't be able to do anything about the charge on the account, because you have already filed a dispute. What I want you to do, sir, just call your bank and ask them, can they drop the dispute? And we'll be more than happy to offer you a refund, sir, with the bank on the line verifying the information.
Oh, because, see, they told me they were taking the charge off my account, and that they gave me the number, this number that I just called, just to ask on why this amount was taken out. That's all they wanted, but they're already taking care of that part on that end already.
Okay, yes, sir. I totally understand, sir. Well, you have been canceled, sir. Would you like a cancellation number?
Yes, please.
C as in Charlie, 920-468-038.
Okay, so what was the first letters?
C as in Charlie.
C as Charlie?
Yes, sir.
So, C as Charlie, 920-468-038?
Yes, sir.
All right. Thank you so much.
You're more than welcome. Thank you for calling us. Have a great day.
You too. Bye.